Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. And you guys, this is Magnificent Monday. And today we're going to talk about understanding every difficult situation. This is all about what is it going to take for you to get through that difficult situation. Now, the answer may not be what you think it is, because a lot of times when we're going through something difficult, we look outside ourselves, or we look to someone else, or we look to another entity that can come in and solve the problem for us. Now, is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. However, the object of the game is to understand what the difficult situation or tough situation is all about. So let's get right into it. I'm going to give you kind of three strategies that can actually give you a better understanding into a tough decision and how you can use those strategies to get out of the tough situation or to move forward. So with that being said, let's get to it. First of all, every tough or difficult situation that you face, understand what it's all about. It is designed to help you bring out your best self. It is designed to force you to kind of dig deeper. It's designed to help you bring out the love that you have for yourself. Now, when you think about this, or when you hear me saying this, don't say, really? You're saying I don't love myself? No, I'm saying this is designed to make you really look in that mirror and say, you know what? I'm magnificent. I have something amazing that I can deliver to this world. Or this situation is happening just to kind of, I don't want to say toughen you up, but to actually go in the opposite direction, more like soften you up in the sense that soften you up so that you can lighten up on yourself and love yourself more so that you can, in fact, become stronger. So I hope that made sense to you guys, but let's press on. So as I said, every tough situation you face is designed to help you bring out the love that you have for yourself. Now, here's the thing. When you can bring out the love that you have for yourself. Now, here is the first strategy and idea that I want to share with you. This is going to raise your deserve level. So when you can raise your deserve level, you will do what it takes to achieve your goals. You will do what it takes to make that situation better. Why? Because when we kind of love ourselves or have that love affair with ourselves, one of the things that will happen is we start to realize that we are truly capable of learning something new or rising up to another level or a higher level, and that we in fact deserve to have that better life. We are not here to struggle. I know sometimes I have heard that, you know, growing up and And really once, actually, I've heard it often throughout life that people make it sound like struggle is such a good thing. Well, it can be good, but constant struggle is not. Okay. What it's saying is that you have no picture in your head as to what's better for you, what's on that higher level for you. So understand this, that whatever tough situation or difficult situation that you're going through right now, whether it's in relationships, your income or your health, understand this is all about you putting more attention on you, not more attention on, if it's a relationship, not more attention on catering to the other person. I mean, unless of course you're the one that's kind of not being nice to that person. So, but we're not going to get into that, right? We'll talk about that on our wonderful Wednesday when we talk about your relationship with yourself, that personal relationship that you have with yourself. Anyway, so when you're facing this difficult decision and you start to show yourself some love, then it's going to raise your deserve level and you're going to do what it takes to start achieving those goals. And you're going to do what it takes that to get to that level or to get beyond this difficult situation. When you bring out the love that you have for yourself, then what's going to happen is you're going to start to, and here's the second point, you're going to start to be kinder and more compassionate towards yourself. And this is important because when you can be kinder and more compassionate with yourself, you're going to actually strengthen your humility. So once you can strengthen your humility, then you will open your mind. Okay. A lot of times we kind of stay in struggle or stay in a difficult situation, or we keep it, you know, we perpetuate this difficult situation. Because, or this tough situation, because we are so hard on ourselves and we're so busy blaming ourselves and we're so busy finding everything that's wrong with what happened or what we did wrong in that situation until we forget to be kind to ourselves. We forget that we need to lighten up on ourselves a bit and be more compassionate toward ourselves. See, when you kind of dig in and you become much, much harder on yourself and you kind of bash yourself, there's no humility there. Without humility, it's very difficult for you to open up so that you can learn something new. So when you can be kinder and more compassionate with yourself, then you're going to open up and you're going to start learning what you need to learn so that you can grow and you can achieve your goals or you can get beyond this difficult or tough situation. So it's really important that you understand the power behind loving yourself and what it can do for you. So it's not some kind of corny emotion that you just toss to the side. It can actually cause you to expand your thinking, which will, of course, allow you to take better actions or right action. And it's going to ultimately expand your life. And what happens is you become too big for that tiny little situation. So it no longer looks like a tough situation. It no longer looks difficult. You have actually, you turned it into a bug and you can squash it and you can get beyond it because you've now grown to a whole nother level. So all of a sudden, what seemed to be so tough, what seemed to be so difficult for you, what seemed to be, an insurmountable task in your life, all of a sudden, it's no longer insurmountable because you loved yourself enough to go through it and to learn something new so that you could actually allow growth to take place so that you can achieve your goals or overcome that situation. Now, here's my third and final point. The third one is that when you can really start to practice that self-love and love yourself through that situation, instead of beating up on yourself and making yourself feel stupid or bad or angry, or all of the energies that will hold you right there or actually make the situation worse. So whenever you can actually bring that self-love in, then what's going to happen is you're going to be honest with yourself. So when I talk about being honest with yourself, a lot of times we think that being honest means that we have to be tough on ourselves and say, oh, well, you know, it's my fault. And yes, do we have to take responsibility? There's my caveat, you guys. Absolutely. Whenever there's a situation, you must take responsibility. But this is not about you blaming you. That's not what it's about. So what I'm saying to you when I'm saying that as you practice this self-love, that you're going to be honest with yourself. What it means is that you'll be honest about how amazing you are. You'll be honest about how capable you are. You'll be honest about the great things about yourself, your gifts, your talents, and what you have to offer. And you'll also be honest with yourself about how resourceful you are. And this is like a breath of fresh air in your life when you can do that. So don't sell yourself short when it comes to that whole idea of self-love. You know, loving yourself, that will give you so much courage and so much confidence so that you can be your magnificent self. See, people who've tapped into their magnificence and they understand that, wait a minute, you know what? I'm a magnificent human being. I am super resourceful, super resilient, super capable. And you start to really amplify your talents. People who can do that, they realize that, yeah, they're going to encounter some tough situations, some difficult situations. But at the same time, you know, once they realize that, because of that self-love, they're going to let their magnificence shine through and they're going to be able to overcome it. You guys, there's so much value in loving yourself. And whether you're dealing with big life situations or you're working to get beyond a tiny obstacle that's blocking you from achieving your goals, love is a strong energy. It is a strong ally for you that will keep you moving forward, that will expand your thinking, that will allow you to become strong enough to overcome that difficult situation. So it is important that you take a look at how you feel about you. Where are you holding back? And if you need some guidance with that, you guys, check out our free course, Bringing Out Your Magnificent Self. All you have to do is go to designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com and you'll see it right there. It's absolutely free and you can go through the course. It's pretty easy to get through and you can really start to understand more about what may be blocking you, what may be keeping you in a difficult situation. Now, this is kind of a bringing out your magnificent self. This is kind of a level one course, but it will give you some insight as to what it takes for you to achieve your goals, not just achieve your goals, but to build that magnificent life. And it will inspire you to really make the decision that any situation that's going on in your life right now, that you're going to face it, you're going to let that humility kick in so that you can learn some new things and you're going to come up with a plan that will get you to where it is you truly want to be in your life. Well, that is all I have for you guys today. We're going to be back with more on Designing Your Life today throughout the month. And by the way, there's a very special guest we have coming on our show. And you guys will hear more about that in the future. Okay, I'm not going to tell you who the special guest is. It's a big surprise, but I think you'll like her. She's pretty cool. So I'm going to take a step back and let one of my good friends do the interview. And I think you guys are going to absolutely love it. You guys know this is the month that we're talking about love, right? Yes. So really understand, to get a better understanding of who you are, how magnificent you are, and to truly make that shift so that you can live that life that you're supposed to live and you can start taking responsibility for where you want to go instead of hoping and waiting and wishing. Hey, check out the course, Bringing Out Your Magnificence, and stick with Designing Your Life today. That's our goal. Our goal is to help you reach your goals. So we'll get you there. Listen, you guys, enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.